Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Thank you for downloading. Look, we're going to play some games today. If you're not from WA, that's okay. Or whatever the thing says.
That's what it says.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Look, you can play the game and look, you could win if no one... I believe we don't have a winner today. So if you think you know the answer to this, you can message us on the socials and we'll get you to win. Because I think technically you can't win on it, but if we then call you up and then you say it audibly, technically.
We'll find
out. It's like our family members can't win competitions, but if your sister gets a boyfriend and his friend...
I'm not going to say anything about that. If that's what you want to do, go ahead.
What
was that? You reckon that happens in the lotto? Do you reckon anyone who's like drawing the balls at the lotto, like they can't win?
All I heard was drawing balls.
Of course, mate. Hey, let's kick off the show this morning with some big news for myself and other nerds around Australia.
Oh, look, you did it, did you?
What?
I mean, you've been married for a couple of years now. I bloody knew it would happen.
that's a good one. A little bit of sex education, if you would.
Oh, it's good.
The latest doctor has been announced. It has been Jodie Whittaker for 4 years. So she was from Broadchurch, if you ever watched
that. Because I have no idea who Jodie Whittaker is. I just immediately pictured a mix between Jodie Foster and Forest Whittaker.
I mean, half of that is correct. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people were not happy with the change to Doctor Who, with it going to a woman.
No, you didn't like that at all, did
you? I was fine with it.
I don't know. You were kind of throwing stuff around the office.
No, it was great. If you were sexist, you might not like it.
That's why I was worried.
And so the sexists out there, don't worry. It's been fixed.
Okay. Back to a man.
Back to a man.
Okay.
But... The racists might be confused because it is a black man for the first time in Doctor Who history. It is the one and only Nkuti Gatwa from Sex Education. He plays Eric, who's like the best friend.
Ah, yes.
And you've seen it. You've seen it. Like, stick around if just in case. But they announced it at the BAFTAs last night. Here's a little clip of Nkuti giving away. I think he was doing an award at the time that they were like, look, everyone, it's the new Doctor Who.
Kind of stole my joke, which was going to be knock knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Who?
Hey.
That's a good one.
So he is the doctor, and he has won awards for sex education.
They also stuffed that up. Doctor Who.
Yeah, he didn't quite get it right. Let's see if he can get the show right, and let's see if he can roll out his classic line that he's won awards for in sex education. Let's see if he can roll it out. In Doctor Who, I just want a Dalek to come out of a bathroom stall. And he goes,
you should wash your hands, you dirty pig. I don't do a poo.
Happy Mother's Day for yesterday to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to Mama Tinley. How was Carl's? What'd you get her?
I haven't seen her yet. She didn't have to do anything. Gave her a phone call.
Oh, yeah?
As I get older.
Happy Mother's Day.
As I get older. They're bloody hard to find.
You got a nephew to step in for you. Just be like, you're in this year, mate. You're in this year. Is this his first one? Is this his first little Mother's Day with his grandma? And what is she? What do we call her? Is she grandma? Is she nana? Is she grand?
16 weeks, so I'm a big bet, but I'm going to say that it is his first one.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't call her anything. I think she wants to be... Oh, man, I should talk about this on the show ages ago. My brother-in-law's mum wants to be glamour. Like grandma, but glamorous.
Oh, she doesn't like that she's old.
And my mum is like a bit of a like potato in how she's done it. She's gone, she wanted to be Nana T.
Nana T.
Not knowing that she's like Tinley.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law's last name is Thomas. So
they're both Nana T, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not a good move there, but she should have won. She should have won the Mother of the Year Award, which used to be given out by a children's charity called Bernardo, but they wrapped it up because they were like, well, some families, you know, maybe they don't have a mum, maybe mum's not around anymore.
Is it like primary caregiver award?
So they shut down the award. They said, we don't need to give a award like that anymore. Okay. And so in swooped Family Voice Australia, which is like a Christian lobbying group.
Yeah.
And they now run Mother of the Year. And they awarded it to Pauline Hanson.
I mean...
She's the Mother of the Year. She has 4 children and 6 grandchildren.
I was going to say, the mother of racism.
But she never got mad at the kids. You know, if they broke a vase, she'd just be like...
Please explain.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
That's all there is.
My gosh, very confusing thing happened to me last night.
Right.
I needed to get picked up from the airport. I was coming back from Darwin from mate's 30th. I made it out alive. I'm here to tell the stories. And look, I had to get picked up from the old Perth airport because then I had to then drive regionally to where we are. Where are we? You'll never know.
We'll never tell.
We're in your town. And look, I couldn't get a lift. I didn't. Like, my parents that would normally cave to that live, like, 45 minutes away. So it's like, no way they're coming. Yep. I wouldn't do that to them. Even I would not do that to them. My sister couldn't come. Her partner, like, working, and then she's got the baby at home.
He can't help.
Like, he doesn't do anything. But also, I was like, just leave him, man. He's fine. He's not going anywhere. Yeah,
it's true. What's he got to get into?
Nothing. Just leave a bottle there. He's all good. No, so she selfish.
Just like grandpa.
Yeah. She selfishly wouldn't come. So I had to start, you know, scouring down line. Because I was thinking like Uber now or like taxi. No, it's not the money.
No.
It's coming out of an airport. Because it's like you're then lining up like it's a nightclub. You know, you can't
pre-book your Uber.
Yeah. Like you won't get into Uber because the secchi's like, nah. No girls. You can wait. Yeah. Everyone keeps cutting the line. But I finally, so I got someone who I know, a lovely lady, to come pick me up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She picked me up. She dropped me off at my sister's house, which is 20 minutes away, so I could get my car and start driving back.
Great.
And that's it. So all she did, she came, picked me up, she dropped me off, she left.
At what time?
9 o'clock at night.
9 o'clock. So getting kind of late.
But no favor. You know, I offered money. I offered, like, we're not close. I know what you're thinking, but we're not close friends.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not that. Nor did it seem datey. Like, no. Nor did it seem like, oh, we're starting to see each other. We're doing, like, helping each other out. It was like none of that.
None of that. Pure pity.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't go on about it. It was like they offered, but there was no. So when I went the full friend way, so I was like, money, favor, what do you need? Pals, nothing. When I went the other way, like I was like, oh, I'll make it up for you, bloody take you out next week, and
they didn't want it.
No, not they didn't want it. It's like they wanted nothing. And it's like, I need
to... So this is called kindness, isn't it?
Never. You're like, what is this? So bizarre. I tell you what. Like, for nothing?
For nothing. Some people are just nice. Though to you, I find that hard to believe.
Which doesn't know me that well.
Okay, now that checks out now. Fucking worst holiday moments.
It's right, because Muggeross 1-800-011-666. Nice! Yes, holiday. Yep.
I'm done.
Beautiful. Worst holiday moments. Booked a hotel for the sole purpose of being in the pool, having the beers, and all the boys were excited for that, because that's why we did that, okay? Someone didn't make sure, I didn't make sure, that we couldn't have beers. In the
you weren't in Bali, mate.
Ruined the holiday. I know, right? 1-800-011-666. Worst holiday moments.
We've got Sam from Augusta on the line now. Sam, what's your worst holiday moment?
Oh, it would have to be rocking up after, you know, 15 hours of flights to the Airbnb that we booked to figure out it was in the worst part of town, up these rickety old stairs. Thought we were going to get murdered, and it was just scary.
Was that part of the experience? Like, what place were you?
It was in Scotland, in my mum's hometown.
Oh.
On the docks, so, you know.
Why would you pick a B&B at the docks?
Well, I thought it was part of a cultural experience.
It is.
You need to know the family history.
That's what I mean. Nearly getting murdered in Scotland is part of the experience.
1-800-011-666 if you want to give us a call anytime before 9 o'clock. International travel is the killer. My mother-in-law was regaling me with stories of my wife's trip to the US when she was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to get from California to Canada. to see other family. They took a train. That was supposed to take 15 hours. That's already like
what?
It's already a big ask. 15 hours, but it took twice that. It took 30 hours.
Why?
On a train, and not like a nice one with the beds, like the Orient Express, like you see in the movies. It was like imagine sitting on like a transfer.
Really?
For 30 hours.
Why did it take so long?
Because they use the same train tracks for freight and passenger in the US.
Oh.
So all you have to stop for all the freight trains.
Oh.
30. But they said, they were like, but don't worry, it was like an amazing holiday. We had a great time. We went to Disneyland. But 30 hours of the holiday was stuck on a train.
No, they thought they did. They were hallucinating.
Is this thing on? Is this thing? Yeah, yeah. Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me. Jet, thanks. Going to get you fired up for the week ahead. I'm going to get you riled up all around this election. We are days away. And I'm going to motivate you to get out there and vote. And think about what you're being told, Mitch and Michael. First of all, donkey votes. Donkey votes are for arses. Get it?
I do. I like that.
He likes
it. I'm assuming that's where it came from.
I don't know, but it fits very nicely, doesn't it?
It does.
Don't donkey vote. That's just for asses. You hear the debate last night. Albanese, ScoMo going toe-to-toe. And you're thinking, are they trying to brainwash me? Brainwashing. Maybe your head needs a clean. Because car washing's great. Dishwashing's great. What's wrong with brainwashing?
It's true.
Maybe your head is dirty.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I like that. I like that.
Maybe your head needs a clean.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Can't be washed if you're not dirty.
Some call it propaganda. All this information, misinformation, slander, lies, propaganda. All you got to do to see through the lies is treat it like a Cockney Englishman. And have a propaganda. Take a propaganda at that propaganda, and you can bloody see through it.
Nice.
He likes it. You're fired up. You're ready for the week ahead. You ready for the election, May 21?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I'm inspired. I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm inspired.
Thanks for having me, Chet. Thanks. Triple M. Call us anytime before 9 o'clock on 1-800-011-666. A slightly different number for those of you in the southwest or the goldfields. But we do want to know where you stand on this one. Well, sit, I should say. Shouldn't stand on a play. They don't like that.
Oh, geez. Not if Richard Branson has his way. We'll be standing. He wants to bring in standing for
a little,
planes.
A little handle like you're on a bus.
But we want to know 1-800-011-666. Just where do you sit on can you take your shoes off on the plane?
Because you wouldn't. You went to Darwin across the weekend, wouldn't do it.
It feels weird. It feels wrong. I think if you got thongs, maybe you kick those bad boys off that, like you said, they're basically, you're not even wearing shoes. Your feet are just on a thing.
Yeah. We got Greg from Dub Price on the line. Greg, can you take your shoes off on a flight?
Yeah, of course you can, guys.
What? But why? What if they're all sweaty and gross and, like, do you have to have good feet?
Look, since I've had COVID, I can't smell anything anyway, so it doesn't really bother me, to be honest.
Oh, okay. But what if they're like work, like you got like a hard worker sitting next to you, he's got work boots on, he's just coming back from shift. Like, how
big
you
sweaty socks?
Oh, look, to be honest, it's pretty rare in business class that happens. Most
Greg's doing very well.
Everybody in Time Price is doing well, mate.
Socks on? Or, like, if you take the shoe off, do you leave the sock on or do you take the sock off as well?
Yeah.
No, I'd probably leave the sock on. Just keep your feet warm.
And while we got here, if you got, like, two extra seats and you can lay down, are you allowed to lay down or is that for children?
No, you're allowed to lay down.
Yes.
You can form the little capsule thing that comes over the top of you and put the vibration on the back.
He's still talking about business class.
Come on, mate. Most of us catch the bus.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, guys.
A little round of Guess Rev Who.
Game cards do not actually talk.
No, the game cards don't talk, but the tourists do. They talk on Google reviews.
That is right. So does the WA attraction, does it have glasses and a moustache?
Might have glasses this one today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, if you can figure that one, it's very cryptic. But one star left. On a typically 4.5 star place, a German man said that he couldn't believe that he had to pay to get near it. He didn't pay and he left. You can guess on 1-800-011-666.
Shocking that there's a German angry man.
Now, we got Meryl from Australand on the line now. Meryl, how's Australand looking this morning?
Beautiful. Oh. Sunny, fine, lovely.
Fantastic. Now, do you need the review one more time? He's left a one-star review for a WA attraction, and he's not happy that he had to pay to get near it.
No, I think I might know where it is.
Ooh. Okay.
Where?
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking Monkey Mia.
Ooh. Monkey Mia. Oh, where you can feed the dolphins and that kind of thing, yeah. Monkey Mia.
Is it Monkey Mia, Michael?
It is not.
Oh, Mary. Is it because you've been there and you don't like that you had to pay for a lot of things?
No, no. I don't mind paying, but I can understand why someone from overseas wouldn't want to pay just to get into the place before you even see anything.
Mm-hmm. No,
Good guess. I like the guess. But thank you so much for playing, Meryl.
No worries. Bye.
1-800-011-666. If you want to have a guess in, we've got some people coming through right now. We're going to take those and see if they can figure out the guess of who next. Around a guess of who. Fun is trying to guess
when you play Guess Who. Game cards do not actually talk.
You need to tell us where this one-star review, what attraction in WA is this? Left by a German man, Christopher Falk. He said, why is it everything charged?
Did he say it like that, did he?
Via fees all charge for everything. Make a voluntary donation box and everyone be happy to give a little. I've never had to pay to get near one of these. I didn't pay for it and left.
Okay, so it's not unique. Like, it's not like Stonehenge or something where there's only two in the world.
It's not one of a kind.
There's only one good one and a replica.
Yeah, there might be a few of these in WA. We got Patrick on the line now. Patrick's whereabouts are you from?
Bridgetown today.
No, just today. That's good.
Now, Pat, what do you think could be today's Rev Who?
The Albany War Memorial.
Ooh, the Albany War
Memorial. You've got to pay to get near the War Memorial.
It's about $25.
Whoa! Wow.
Okay.
Jeez.
I can reveal that it is not the War Memorial, though.
Okay, thanks, guys.
thanks, Patrick.
Good show. Catch ya.
I tell you what we're going to do. Thanks, Pat. Thanks for that. We're going to play again tomorrow.
Us a review. It's Mitchell and Michael.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.